how to do. We sing to each other, Sarah Harvey. We sing to each other. You don't know
how hard
you're getting, all right? Bow your head a minute. Oh, Jesus, Son of God, we don't have to see miracles to believe, Lord. The only thing we have to do is to know that our hearts are pure in your sight. But will you open the ear of this man so he can hear what I'm talking about? Grandfather, if you'll do this, we'll be thankful. And now, Father, knowing he's a man, he should have faith for himself, but in faith I challenge this devil, and I charge thee, thou death spirit, come out of the man in Jesus' name. Leave him. You hear me now, don't you? You love him with all your heart?
Amen.
That's what it is. Isn't he wonderful?
Wonderful.
He sure is. Another thing, I see you've got a tumor too, but Jesus Christ can heal you, can't he? You believe that? With all your heart?
Amen.
All right. Your first name's Jerry, isn't it? Mary's your last name. And you live in Gary, Indiana.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. Your number is 2689 or 8789, something like
correct.
That. That's right, isn't it? Uh-huh. You believe now with all your heart?
Amen.
I'm voting, see, and you go right on home rejoicing and be well. In Jesus Christ. Let's say praise the Lord.
Good evening, sir. You love the Lord Jesus. He is marvelous, isn't he? He's the Son of the living God, and he's our Redeemer and our Healer. Now, when he was here on earth, if he was here wearing my clothes that he gave me, he would talk to you a little while. He'd know your trouble. And he would... And now, some people might think I was reading the person's mind. That is absolutely error. Sir, you come up here and just lay your hands on my shoulder. And just as a point of contact, as Jesus said, they lay hands on the sick. Now, if the Lord Jesus shows me a vision out here, and he tells me, and as the vision is speaking, if it takes place, you nod your head if it's right or not, if he should give me the vision. And now, I felt that coming from back there, that you thought I was reading the man's mind. I am not. No, sir, I am not. But what if I told you Jesus Christ is a mind reader? Would you believe it? He sure was. He perceived their thoughts. Is that right? Now, if you'll tell me the difference between perceiving thoughts and reading the mind, not like these psychic readers I hear, the devil. That's the devil. The devil is patterned that off of Jesus Christ. This man with his hand on my shoulder, as I see something moving before me now, turning white, I see a young man standing here. A real young man, and the man is doing something wrong. It's evil, and he is repaid for it. The man has contacted a social disease that has ruined his life, and the man is becoming older. It's affecting him. He has a wife. The man has become in a serious condition. He's mentally disturbed at this time. He thinks that he has crossed over the separating line where there is no pardon for his sin. Those things are true, sir. If it is, raise your hand up to the audience that they'll see that that is true. Do you know now that whatever it was, God knows your life, knows what you've been through your life, and knows what you will be? Is that right, sir? You believe that he will now take away your standing in his presence probably closer than you ever was in your life. Do you believe now that if I would ask, along with the rest of this audience, lay hands upon you, that Jesus Christ will give you the desire of your heart? Kind Heavenly Father, as the human mortal lips move and say, yes, I believe it comes from the depths of his soul. And I ask now that the evil sickness will go from his body and he will be made completely whole in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. God bless you, my brother. Go and God's peace be with you. God bless you. Thank you, sir. I trust that he'll do the same. for you too. God bless you. Just a minute, sir. An evil spirit went from the man, and I've seen it rise somewhere else. Just a kind Heavenly Father who knows all things. May He... Your faith has saved you, lady. That's you sitting right there rubbing your eyes with tears. You have been nervously broken down. And you have been told a lie by Satan. Satan has told you that you have committed the unpardonable sin and you cannot be forgiven. Your sins are forgiven you, sister. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Stand up on your feet and accept that now as God's blessing. Raise up your hands and stand up and give Him praise. Was there something like that wrong with this man? Satan thought he would get by with that, but he couldn't do it. You're both delivered. God bless you. Go on your road rejoicing. There is the angel of the Lord standing around them both.
Me to be His servant with all your heart. You know, I'm just your brother in Christ Jesus. I'm just a man, but you're conscious you're standing in His presence. You know it's more than a man standing here. Your brother wouldn't put that feeling on you. That the people might know that you're truly, you have a feeling is on you now that you've never felt before. If that's right, raise up your hand to the audience. You're standing in His presence. Not mine, His. Now, this is a typical, like Jesus of Nazareth when He was here, to the woman of Samaria. You're a colored woman, me a white man. Jesus let him know then that there was no difference between the people. He thinks the same thing today. There's no difference. Christ died for you as He died for me. You're my sister, I'm your brother in Christ Jesus. You've been up for an operation. That operation was a tumor. You refused to have it taken out because you believe God would have it. God bless you. I bless this, my sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the tumor die at this time. Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus, come out from the woman. Go, sister. God be with you. Come here, man. You believe me to be His servant? You're aware that something's going on. That's His presence. Not by grace that He lets me be anointed, so that I can help you. I can help you if you believe me. It's turning dark around you, sir. You're in a dying condition. You got cancer, and the cancer is in the prostate gland. There's another thing. I see you walking through the house moving your neck. You got a popping in your neck goes on. That's a phobia. Oh, God. In Jesus Christ's name, I condemn death around my brother. And ask that life take its place. Come out of the man, Satan, in Jesus Christ's name, leave him. Blessings on you, my brother. The Holy Spirit that's here to anoint me, to know your condition. There's no secret but what God would know. With hands laid upon you by Him who said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Go believing and you'll live. God bless you.
Amen.
Just a moment. Stop and hang just a minute. Look this way, sir, again. There was a spirit went over the audience at that time. Did you have something wrong with your neck? No. It's you sitting right there. You have neck trouble too, don't you? Stand up to your feet. It's your neck trouble. You done it by, you was in an accident that hurt your neck. It's gone from you, sister. I seen it leave a woman, and I know that was a man. You're both healed now. God bless you. Go on, heal and rejoice. Your faith has saved you. Good evening, sister.
Yes,
first, see that you are a Christian.
Yes.
As soon as we stand here, your spirit feels welcome. Do you believe that's the same spirit that when Jesus first came into His ministry, and He said, There's a man by the name of Philip got converted, and he went and found Nathanael. And he said, come see who we have found, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And the fine Israelite said, could any good thing come out of Nazareth? He said, come see. And when he came into the line, perhaps like you are standing now, he said to him, behold, an Israelite in whom there is no guile. In other words, a Christian believer would be now, the same sentence. He said, when did you know me, Rabbi, or Reverend, teacher, whatever you wish to call it? He said, before Philip called you, when you were under the tree, I saw you. He said, thou art the Son of God. He's still the Son of God, isn't he? You're here to see me tonight. If he was here, you're trying to find him through me as a vessel. If he was in the city, you would go to him. But he isn't here. He's not here in a body form, but he's here in the spirit. A little while and the world will see me no more. But he said, yet you shall see me, for I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Manifesting the same time. Now the world doesn't believe this, but ye believe it, the Christian.
I do.
You're nervous, sister, for one thing. And another thing, you have a lung trouble. And that lung trouble is your hemorrhaging out of the right lung. That is true.
I'll wait.
Come here. Merciful Father, as I stand with my hands laid upon the place that Satan has come to in the form of medical terms called TB, but thou can remove him, Father. Doctors may fail, but thou cannot fail. You can hide from the doctor, Satan, but you can't hide from God. You're exposed. Come out, a woman. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave her. And may she be well. Blessed be on you, sister. Go on your way in peace now and rejoice and give Jesus Christ praise and glory. Is my prayer.
How do you do? Your child? You believe me to be the servant of the Lord Jesus? You believe that you're standing in his presence, but not mine, his presence now? If God Almighty, through his Son Christ Jesus, which has me anointed now to speak to you for your benefit, do you believe that God will reveal to me what is wrong with this child and who this child is? Will you accept the healing of the child because he's too little to do it? The little lad suffers with some sort of a coughing condition. It's an asthmatic, a dry cough. Is that right? That's your son. I see him in your own home. And say, you are a minister yourself. And you're suffering yourself. You've just had a nervous breakdown. And you live somewhere near a river where a great river goes. I believe it's the Mississippi River. Around Woodville or somewhere like that. Is that right? Down around close to the river? All right, you both, I'll send you home in the name of Jesus Christ. You've been out of the pulpit for a while, haven't you? You don't have a nervous breakdown. Go home, you're returning well. To preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus. How do you do? I suppose that we are strangers to each other also, you and I. We do not know each other. But Jesus Christ knows the both of us, doesn't he? Well now, I have told the truth, lady, the best of my knowledge according to this Bible. And now, if I have told the truth, the Bible said that God would testify of his gift. Is that the truth? In the book of Hebrews, it said that. Then God can reveal to me what your sickness is. God knows all about it. I do not. You're just a woman standing before me. But God does know you. And if he will reveal your trouble, would you accept it then and believe it all your heart? I somehow see a young lady standing before you. It's a... the strange audience, Reverend, just a moment. Now you look on me. I mean by that, it's like Peter and John passed through the gate and said, look on me. In other words, attract the attention. And I am not reading the woman's mind up there either. No. This. It's that colored girl sitting right down there. She has a muscular condition. Isn't that right, young lady? Stand up on your feet. You don't know that young woman, do you? Never seen her in your life. You don't know this lady, do you? Never seen her. You know nothing about one another. You wasn't even thinking of her. So you're wrong. It wasn't reading your mind. God wanted to expose that. See? You have a muscular condition, don't you, lady? You're not a Christian, are you? But if you're, will you want to accept Jesus now as your Savior? Raise up your hand and say, I accept Christ as my Savior. Then I'll heal you through the name of Jesus Christ. Your muscular condition's gone from you. Go and sin no more. The Lord bless you. Amen. Now may the Lord give His blessings. Now, you are here for a lady, oh. You're not from yourself. It's a lady. She is a relative of yours. She's a niece. And she's here in Chicago and got some kind of blood condition or something is a blood condition that she's bothered with. And I see there's another lady that you have that you're thinking of. And that's another niece. And she is near a river where there's lots of bridges crossing from the east to the west, and she's in a hospital. And she is a woman that's got children. She has no husband. And the woman has diabetes. And she's in a serious condition. And she's in a hospital. And that hospital is in St. Louis. Is that right? In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I lay my hands on this woman in a representative way as she's representing the sick, and may they be healed through Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. Amen. Go and find his soul. In Jesus Christ's name. Let's say praise the Lord. There was something shook me at that time when I called that cancer. There's just a moment, if I can find it in the audience. Everyone reverent now. The little boy. I see you got a prayer card in your hand, honey. Just a moment. Look at this. It's not cancer there. Just here. Here it is. It's a lady laying on the cot here. Isn't that right, sister? You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and God will heal you of the cancer. You've had it for a long time, haven't you, sister? Been bothering you for years. Isn't that right? I see a long space of darkness. Isn't that right, Dad? You believe she can be healed? With all your heart you do? Mother, do you believe it? I look. I'm going to tell you your trouble. Here's your trouble. You belong to church. That's right. But you're not as far along in God as you ought to be. Isn't that right? You're trying to have faith. You belong to a certain denomination of church. Isn't that right? I could call it right now, but you wish for me to call it? Would that help you? I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's a Methodist church you belong to. Either a Methodist, it's a Methodist church, you know. Is that right? All right. You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, He'll heal you of that cancer right now where you're at. Amen. Amen. Believe it. Accept it. Raise up. Throw your clothes back. Walk out of the building and be healed and go home. God bless that woman. God heals Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian. She's standing up to accept her healing. Out of a crutch, out of a cot, let us say praise the Lord. Take her right on out, walking by faith in the name of the Lord Jesus.
That would be just the same spirit that when Philip comes, or like you being a colored lady, me a white man. That's exactly the same way it was in that day when that woman come, the Samaritan, come to Jesus. And she said, he said, bring me a drink. Well, they had race segregations then like they do now, you see. Well, she said, it's not customary for you, a Jew, to ask me a Samaritan such. Well, he said, but if you knew who you were talking to, she was talking to the one that didn't have any difference, you see. Made all one, you see. And said, if you would... And she said, then he went right straight down where her trouble was. And as he wanted her. Yet she was in a horrible sin, but he wanted her to be a believer, to be well. Now, he's the same Lord Jesus now, isn't he?
Yes.
He's the same Lord Jesus. Now, you're not here for yourself at all.
No.
You're for a man that's in a hospital, and he's very seriously. He's got, I believe, some doctors right at that side now, and it's TB. And the man has TB. It's your husband, isn't that right?
Yes.
You stand in his place.
Yes.
And now, Father God, may this our sister who stands here for her husband, may the Holy Spirit, which is there at his bedside now, and when she sees him, may he witness that something happened just at this hour, and may he get well and go home. For I ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. May the Lord add his blessing. Do you believe on our Lord Jesus Christ? Just believe. Now, how do you do, sir? Perhaps that we are strangers one to another. I have never seen you in this life. But our Lord Jesus Christ has fed us both, hasn't he? And has made us what we are today. It's all by his Father's grace. And now you and I, being strangers, sir, and we have never met in life, never known each other, and here you walk up here on the platform. Well, there's something that's here. You, if he will only give me grace and his power. See, the Spirit of God has to be represented in something. It wasn't a pillar of fire, and it was on some water one time, and the people would step into it and be healed and so forth. It has to be represented in something. And it was represented as a dove one time coming down. That was represented in Jesus Christ. And he promised to be represented in the believers throughout all the world until he come again. Now, then he, in his loving mercy, has set in the church different things for different purposes to make the church. And then here you and I come as two men, and perhaps never seen one another. If I don't remember if I've ever seen you. I suppose I haven't. And if you've ever seen me, of course, I wouldn't know that, and you might have been to meetings or something. You have been to meetings before. Well, I know one thing, that you are a believer. You are a believer. And not only that, but you're a preacher. That's right. And isn't that the truth?
Amen.
Yes, sir. And aren't you, you're something about little, some women, a little hat. It's Mennonite. You're a Mennonite preacher. Is that true?
Amen.
Yes, sir. It is. And you come from out of town. You come from Owie City. Is that right?
That's right.
And you suffer with, you've got a hernia. And you have also a rectal trouble. Isn't that true?
Right.
You believe me as God's prophet?
Amen.
Let's pray. Now, Lord, as your Spirit is on your servant to reveal such things, then with my hands, according to the Bible, I lay my hands, while the Spirit has my body charged, and I lay it upon my brother for the healing of his body. And may the evils of sickness and affliction leave my brother, or I say to them, turn him loose. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you go out of my brother, that he be well. Amen. God's blessings upon you, brother. Go and be well now. Keep believing, sister. All the pain will leave. Do you believe me to be God's servant? I believe that. You don't live in this city, do you? You come from... Yep. Is that true?
Right.
I'd say you come from something like Freeport, Illinois. Is that right? You love the Lord Jesus? Your husband's name, Jane? Wetkoff or something? Or did I try now? You're very safe. But it's in the bone. It's tumor, the doctor said, I believe, in the bone. Is that right?
Yes.
Ain't nothing can be done for you. Only God. You accept your healing?
I do.
Do you believe now the Holy Spirit, which is here, who knows all things, and speaks all things? If I ask our Heavenly Father, while this anointing is here, to curse that thing, that the doctor would find you as well? Come here. Merciful Father, I pray for divine deliverance from my sister. May she be given deliverance tonight from this horrible disease. Your servants, the doctors, can do nothing about this now, but thou can do it, Lord. And as you now have promised to be in us and said that we, if we be in your image, made in your likeness, you are the creator. And by your great power, you created things. And no one could do things like you. But you give us the Spirit by measure, him the Spirit without measure. And then if you here who can create vision and bring it to pass for this heavenly atmosphere of the Holy Ghost that you're present now, I also, as God's servant, ask for a recreation of this bone structure. And may the tumor in this bone go out. Just now, as I lay my hands upon the woman, acting in a representative way of the Son of God, cursed be the disease, and may the Creator bring forth and produce to this, our sister, a healthy body. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Now, sister, don't you fear. Just go on and you write in your testimony. God bless you. Do you think a heart trouble left you while you were sitting there? You believe that God's going to make you well?
I believe so.
You do?
Yeah.
Come here. Almighty God, may thy blessings rest upon this man, knowing that Satan would send him to a premature grave if he could. Now, I curse this horrible affliction. And as you, the Creator, standing here, can create, may he be healed in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, brother. Go. God bless you. Your attitude is enough to bring you in. God bless you. What is deafness? It's a spirit. See, it's just like something cutting the power off my hand. And now, the doctor would look at the woman, which he has. He told her, tall, thin doctor, wearing glasses, said that the nerve in her ears was dead. Well, what killed the nerve? It wasn't killed all over her body. Our brother, the doctor, the only thing that he knows that the nerve wasn't acting from there out. It's acting from here back. She could talk. Both of them worked back there, I suppose, on the same nerve, because the same spirit seems to be on about the same thing. But now, that nerve wouldn't work. Well, what was it? Now, the doctor could look. If there's a bone pressed against it, it's cutting the energy off, so he could operate and move the bone back. But perhaps there's nothing there that he can, any of the senses will declare. He couldn't see it, feel it, or anything. But yet it's dead. Well, what made it die? Now, the Bible said, when the deaf spirit went out of the man, he could hear. See? It's a spirit. See? Just like these other diseases. You what? Now, standing here in his presence, every disease and everything will leave. But now, if you haven't got faith in God and in your heart here to believe God, he'll come back to you. But you watch that woman that was deaf. By a few days, if she don't keep believing God, that same spirit will come right back again. See? But it's in his presence. Now, anything, just right now, if every person in here believed just at one time, everything will happen just right now. Has to. It's the atmosphere of the thing, see? It all takes place right now, see? Or if we could just see it enough to believe and have faith, what our Heavenly Father would do.
Would you come, sir? I suppose we are strangers to each other. You're conscious that you're standing in the presence of something beside your brother. That's the Lord Jesus Christ and His resurrected power. Sir, you are a very sick man. You've been attending doctors, and they've been examining you. Now I hear one tell you that you have between 6 months and 2 years to live because you're dying with cancer. That is the truth.
That's the truth, yes.
You believe me as God's prophet or His servant? You believe if I would ask God along with this church that you would get well?
Yes.
I hear someone, your name is Glenn, and your last name is Hill, and you live at 2647 Melvin Avenue, something like it, Avenue, Chicago. Is that true?
That's true.
Return to your home now, shouting and praising God. Satan, I condemn you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out of the man and make him well. You believe with all your heart? It's your blood. Thou beatest. It'd be good to get away from that old insulin and stuff and not have to take it. How many here suffering with diabetes stand to your feet right now and be healed at the same time? Here it is. This is what God's wanting to do. Heal you all. Stand to your feet right now. Every person with diabetes. Almighty God, this enemy tonight is exposed here at the platform, and you who will heal this mother here can heal everyone in the building. Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of every one of them. I charge thee through the Son of God to leave the people. Amen. Go rejoicing, every one of you. Go happy. Go to Calvary now by faith. Get a blood transfusion up there and come back and never have to have no more insulin. Do you believe me to be His prophet? Do you believe me as His servant that God can reveal to me your trouble at this time? You're suffering with a female trouble. It's pretty bad, too, because it's an abscess. It has a drainage. It's on the left side where your pains come. It's an ovary. That's abscess. Every person in here that's got a female trouble, raise to your feet at this time for the defeat of the enemy right now in a defeat. Now, demon, come out of every one of these women. I adjure thee by the living God. You're exposed. Leave the woman right now through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You believe me to be His servant? If God will reveal to me and expose the disease of your body, He don't want it. Satan don't want me to do that because God is getting victory now everywhere. I see you getting away from a table. You got stomach trouble. It's an ulcerated stomach. It's bothered you for some time. You can't eat stuff, especially greases and things. It gives you, sometimes you think you have heart trouble. It smothers you when you lay down. It's gas in the stomach. It isn't heart trouble. It's gas on the stomach. Every person in here that's suffering from stomach trouble, stand to your feet at this time for the defeat. Hallelujah. Thou demon, you've lost the battle. Come out of these people out of Jeremy by the name of the living God, Jesus Christ. Leave them. Feel the pressure leave me. I believe every one of you is healed with the stomach trouble. Go eat your dinner tonight and be made well for God's glory. You believe? All right. Looky here at me just a moment. You believe me to be His prophet? There's something strange about you. It's a you've had arthritis. Ever arthritis case in the building, raise your hand, or if you can't stand. Almighty God, author of life, I'm now in the name of Jesus Christ, by the legal rights of the cross and by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, as here now I condemn every suffering
devil of arthritis and ask it to leave this audience at this time in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You're defeated. Gone. You're at. Go across the platform rejoicing. Trouble needs the more of God than nothing else. Every person with heart trouble, stand to your feet at this time and say, I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my healer. Almighty God, I condemn the enemy of this woman's body and the enemy of everyone in here. Come out, Satan, in Jesus Christ's name.
Suppose we're strangers to each other.
No, you prayed to me for tumor, and I have it in alcohol, but I can't use it.
Oh my, she said that she prayed for her for tumor one time, and she's got it in alcohol now. Let's say praise the Lord.
Praise
I want you to look this way just a moment, baby. You come tonight then as a believer, a real believer, and that's what you're desiring now is... You can hand me your handkerchief while I'm talking to you. This goes to a mother, and that mother is in Alabama, and she has a high blood pressure, had a stroke. And I lay it on her in the name of Jesus Christ, and to her. May God bring her out of it. May God bring her out. How do you do? Are you two coming together? Would you come near just a moment? Do you believe me to be God's servant?
Yes.
We are strangers to each other. We have never seen before, as I know of. We are strangers to each other. Do you believe that you're in His august presence?
Always.
You're a husband and wife. And you've come from a distance. I see you come by ship. You come over seas of water. And you come from a land that's great high mountain, Switzerland. And you are suffering with heart trouble. And you have had a vision from the Lord.
Yes.
And you're a minister.
Yes.
And in the vision, the Lord told you in the vision to come here to see me and me to lay my hands on you and your ministry will be increased. Come forward for your blessing. Almighty God, Jehovah, who made the heavens and earth and appeared in the way, and over the seas has come these people. Let thy presence, Lord, be great upon these people. And may they receive now of thy blessing as thy humble servant lays hands in obedience to the commandments of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I send them to their homeland with the desire of their heart. Amen. Take your heart, what you have asked for. God bless you as you come. How do you do? Is this the patient? All right, we are strangers, are we, ladies? Now, just as I talk to you, you just look at me. I mean, and that, I don't mean, if Peter and John passed through the gate, beautiful, said to the crippled man, look on us. Or Elijah said to the king, he said, if it was not respected, Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't even look to you. See? But he went in and played some music, and he saw a vision and told him what to do. That same God lives today. Don't you believe that? Then he can know and can advise and do just. I see now. It's not for you, yet you're awfully nervous and upset.
Yes.
It's because of the baby, and the baby's facing an operation.
Yes.
Is that right? And it's something that's a growth.
Yes.
And the growth is in the stomach. Is that right?
Yes, brother.
Oh, kind Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I condemn this enemy that would take the life of this infant child. And now, laying hands upon the child while anointed, I ask that it leaves the baby and the baby's made well in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, Mother. Oh, be faithful and believe with all your heart. God bless you. Bow your heads real quick. There's a deaf spirit coming around me now. Bow your head. Oh, Lord, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this man and make this evil to leave him. O thou eternal God,
who was before the day spring from on high. He was God then. You'll be God when the seas have wet themselves in the desert. You'll still be God. And I now ask that this great Jehovah, coming in his power through the name of Jesus Christ, and loose this man from his affliction. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask the evil to leave. You hear me over here? Out which ear was the devil? You hear me now? Say amen. All right, you may raise your hand.
It came and went through. It always comes and goes. But that is, I don't know when it ever occurs. It is now.
Thank the Lord.
Let's
say amen.
Amen.
I love
praise his holy name. I love it.
There he is, perfectly normal and well from being dead. God bless you, brother. You also had a nurse who called the prostate trouble he had for a long time to cure. Is that right? The reason I said that is just so you know it is seeing it. Praise the Lord.
We are strangers to each other. The Lord knows the both of us. But if our blessed Savior will reveal to me what you're here for, will you believe on him and accept him, knowing that he will give you what you're asking? Let's say what you want in your heart, you pray and ask God. Now, just be in your heart praying to God, and he will, I'm sure he'll grant it to you. Now, if the lady and the people in the church can still hear my voice, the lady is suffering from a female disorder, a lady's trouble. That is right. This was caused by a birth of a child. The little fella is at home, and he's got something wrong. The baby's got something wrong with it. It's all swelled up. It's got the jaws are all swelled out. And it's got something in the head, trouble in its head. That is thus against the law. You be the judge. Those words are true. God still lives, who made the promise by his Bible. Ask then you shall receive. No great Jehovah who cannot fail. I bless this thy child. In Jesus' name, thy son, and may she receive that what she has come for. May she find it even so, for we send her to her home in Jesus Christ's name for to be healed. Amen. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. God shall raise them up.
The first thing, the lady is suffering with a bad case of nerves. She's real nervous. She's got kind of complications, many things that's bothering her. Now that is true, isn't it? If that is true, raise up your hand so that people see. I catch that same spirit always saying, you guessed it now. I'm not guessing it now, friend. That's not a guess. I remember, I'm catching your thoughts. I used to call them out, many of you know it, then it hurts feelings. How many has been in the meetings and see women with men, pull a man out of the meeting this and year and prove there's living in adultery? You've seen all of that in there in second place. But you have to watch. I've got a little more wisdom since then. Because Jesus said, let the wheat and the stuff grow together. This is a good woman. She has a good feeling to her spirit. While she's got that, let's see if I'm guessing. I forgot. He said, oh, yes, I see it now. Nervous, upset, bothered. Yeah, you're bothered about something real bad. You're scared of a cancer. Right. And that cancer's on, not in the middle, it's on your left breast. You're scared of it, isn't that right? You're worried about somebody else, too. Do you want me to tell you? Is it all right? Your daughter.
That's right.
Amen. Let me tell you what's wrong with her. She has a blood condition. She's been for a long time, a blood issue. That's right.
That's right.
Do you believe now?
You please, you're, when you go back, you're going to find her all right. We're strangers to each other.
Right.
Just a moment. That's a different woman. I just be reverent and pray. Just remember, you got, you only have two thoughts in your mind. And I'm thankful you're 99% right. You see, you believe it's God, and it is God. Just a moment. Just think, our Lord, the one that we are going to love and meet and go up to meet, where, you know, he come out in the evening time to walk in the fields, and the beautiful Rebecca had never saw him. She just heard of him. She jumped off the camel and ran to meet him. He's already maybe left glory when he rode down. We're on a road to meet him. Passing right up to Canaan, man. Something happened, and always another woman appeared here, not this one. Yes, I see her now. Sitting back there and praying. Don't fear. You're going to be all right. Your legs are troubling you because you're in an automobile accident. You have on a green dress, and it's a different color green from this one. But there you are.
Amen.
Don't worry. You'll get all right. I don't know the lady. We're strangers. The spirit, that light hanging by the lady, it seemed to cross over to the next lady sitting by her. No, it's not that lady. She's a praying for a child. It's a little girl that's got a stomach trouble that's up for an operation. That's her hand up. Lay it on the child there. Heavenly Father, may the power of Almighty God, that now that knows the secret of the heart, Lord, they know I could not heal because you've already did that, but your presence makes them believe, Lord. And if that woman had enough faith to touch your garment, to pull you back into there, surely that baby will be all right. I pronounce it this way in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Just have faith. That man sitting across about even where they are there has got that back trouble. Sitting there, sir, if you believe it with all your heart, kind of weeping and watching, if you believe, your back trouble will leave and you'll be all right. God bless you. It's all over now. You'll be well. What do you think? Isn't he wonderful? He sure is.
Hallelujah.
We are strange to each other.
Right.
There it is again. Always, you're standing for somebody that's got leg trouble.
That's right.
It's your sister, that's what it is. Yes, that's right. I've seen legs and people that, yeah, you want her to come to church, bring her up. You see, she couldn't even get her shoes and things on. You believe? You go back and find her the way that she is. You believe the infallible Holy Spirit?
May the Holy Spirit identify himself in the name of Jesus Christ. I have no idea what you're there for. You just look like a nice-looking, motherly-like woman standing there, and that's all I know about you. But the Holy Spirit can reveal what you're here for, what your trouble is, or something. You know what's the truth or not. Now, what it is you want prayer for is something like the muscles in your face, this neurology like in your face. Now, if that's right, raise up your hand. You believe? Now, you might say, he just guessed that. Now, she's a fine person. Just look here just a minute, sister. I don't know what he told you, but whatever it was true. You're witness of that. That's right.
For 20 years.
You believe that God will heal you for that? Now, you know it's his presence. There's something here that knows you. Something like Jesus said to the woman, he knows where her trouble was. Now he knows where your trouble was. And it seems like that you're a burden for somebody else. It's a man. It's your husband. He's your also. Right? And you believe that God can reveal your husband's trouble to me? He's a real sick man. He has complications. One thing that's bothering him is a heart trouble. He has a heart trouble. That's right. Raise up your hand. He also has a hernia. That's right. Is that right? Yeah, real nervous. That's real nervous. That's true, isn't it? If Jesus will reveal to me, he told Peter who he was, if he'll reveal to me who you are, would you believe it's him? You're not from here. You come from the east of here. You're from Louisiana. That's right. And your name is Mrs. Coleman. Return home. Jesus Christ makes you well. Your faith says you're healed. Do you believe with all your heart? Jesus Christ identifying himself in his resurrection. Now, the man before me is a stranger. I don't know him. I've never seen him. Is that right, sir? If it is, raise your hand. The man is a stranger. Not a stranger before God. Now, sir, you're here for something in your heart. I don't know. But if God will reveal it, will you accept it? You're very seriously sick. There's a dark shadow over you. There's two of them. One of them is a spirit of epilepsy. And the other one is a condition of the stomach. It's causing hemorrhages to break forth. I see a doctor examining. Look at that stomach. And he says that it's even as bad as cancer in your stomach. That's what he told you. That's exactly. Are you believers?
Yes.
Will you accept it? Then go in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh. God bless you. Have faith in God. No doubt. Believe. All things are possible. Now, I cannot heal. It's your faith in God that does the healing. The lady before me being a stranger that I've never seen, I suppose. Are we strange? Perfect strangers. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. It's people out there, see, their faith operates in the same as yours. I'm sending you out if I can, you see, to talk to you. But their faith is one, just like your faith will have to operate. It's not me. I'm not him. I don't know, you see. It takes your faith in me to believe that, see. Just like their faith is leaving, and it's just pulling everywhere. But maybe if I can just keep your spirit in line. You're very weak. And you've been somewhere to a place where they've had you in bed. At the hospital. You just come from the hospital. Bursitis. Bursitis left you in awful weak condition. That thus saith the Holy Spirit. Do you believe now? You believe in God? You're supposed to go back, but you won't have to if you believe with all your heart. Will you believe it? Lord Jesus, I bless this Father of God and condemn the enemy in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good courage, sister. Believe on me now, and worship him in the Spirit. Amen. Now you're just leaving everywhere. Because you're a Christian.
and it has the Spirit of God. But you're wanting help, just a little boost in faith. Now, if God will explain to me what you're here for, will you accept it and believe it? You will? The first place, as the woman is leaving me, I see her at a table, and she's refusing to eat because she has stomach trouble. And she's at a place where there's somebody looking through or into her bowels. It's a doctor. And he says she's got something wrong in the colon. He calls it a stoppage or a block or something in the colon, the doctor did. I see it on the paper there that he was writing on. That's right. That's thus saith the Lord. There were two of them who saw it that. That's right. Two of them. You believe me to be his prophet?
Yes.
Now, here's another thing. I see someone standing by you. It's a child. Little fellow about 10 years old. And he's here with you today. And he suffers with a migraine headache. That's right. Amen. I'll take that handkerchief in your hand and lay it on him. And it is believing. Go in peace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Grant you blessings.
Glory to God. You believe him?
Hey.
If you have faith, you can have anything you want. If you haven't got faith, you can't receive nothing. What about you, sir? Something with that chair. Wheelchair, clock, whatever it is. You believe Jesus Christ died for you? I don't know. You never seen it. Got a prayer card? You have it? You believe me to be his prophet? Will he accept the same thing? You're standing over TV, aren't you, sir? That's right. You come from out of town, didn't you? Come down to Illinois, around Bloomington, didn't you? That's right. There's such another lady right behind you, sitting back there. She's got a fallen kidney. Sitting right, she's from the same town. She comes from the same place. A fallen kidney got infection in her eye. That's right. Sitting right back there on the end of the seat, kind of a gray-headed lady with glasses on. I see you all coming from the same town called Bloomington. That's right, lady. Raise up to your feet back there with the glasses on. You're from Bloomington, too. You ain't got no prayer card, have you? Don't have no prayer card. All right, you believe me to be God's servant? All right, sir, get up out of the wheelchair and you get up and say, go on back home and get well. Hallelujah. Believe God. If you want to accept it, have faith in God. Believe with all your heart. You can have what you ask for. Here's the Holy Ghost standing over a colored woman, sitting right down here. Sitting right back here. She's got a tumor and she's got eye trouble. She's got her hand up waving at me. That's right, lady. Stand on your feet. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Hallelujah! Do you believe? Jesus Christ, the Son of God, lives and reigns. He cares. He's your exodus from sickness to health. He's your exodus from the wheelchair to walking again. He's your exodus from the cancer to health. Do you believe it? I challenge you in Jesus Christ's name. Stand on your feet and claim it, and God will give it to you right now if you've got faith enough to believe it. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I condemn every devil and every doubt that there is in here, and may the Holy Ghost move in this building and burst this hole underneath the way and heal everything.